As he lights up the pipe, and his face sort of, you can see his face, his face is briefly illuminated. You see a kind of, a hideous visage of a sunken. You've seen a few patients with consumption in your time, and he has that kind of look to him, sunken, sallow. He clearly doesn't go outside very much. He takes a deep breath and scrabbles under the bed for a handout, which he then procures.
What
I love is how it never breaks the scene for one second.
No,
ease these things in, and you just think it's a master at work.
Thank you. I am going to move this handout into your handouts received by players.
Oh, naturally, we all remember where that is. One moment.
Hang on.
You, of course, are going to send the link.
I will send a link to you.
I've actually got it, I think.
You might want to tag team this handout. It is in handouts related to Egypt. I will send a link to you. Sounds like that.
I can't see it.
Egypt 1.
Egypt letter from Warren
Bassett. If Tina can't see it, the rest of you are going to have to do some reading, I'm afraid. This is what he tells you. It isn't quite verbatim. He often forgets and loses where he is. He starts sweating profusely. You might want to take it in turns with the paragraphs, but I'd like you to read it out, if you could, please.
Somebody is breathing hard down their microphone. Ah, right.
That's Warren Bassart.
Yeah, probably. A lawyer contacted me, must have been 5-6 years
ago. In French!
January, maybe February. I agreed to act as purchasing agent for Mr. Roger Carlyle, a wealthy American. On written instructions from Mr. Carlyle, I purchased certain artifacts from Faraznajar, an antiquities dealer, and illegally shipped them out of Egypt to the Penhew Foundation in London. That was early April, I think, so they'd be there for when they got in from New York. I knew the artifacts were ancient, but nothing more.
When the Carlyle expedition came to Egypt in May, was it? I met them and arranged for all their equipment and permits, and they invited me to travel with them in case there were any local difficulties. The main site was in Dashur, in the area of the Bent Pyramid.
The fastest Frenchman in the West.
One day in Dashur, Jack Brady, we'll go for that. Came
to
me.
Reading this by Braille on the screen, isn't it?
It's been a long day. Came to me and told me that Carlyle, Hypatia Masters Sir Aubrey and Dr.
Houston, his psychologist.
Houston, we have a problem.
He certainly seems to have a problem with Houston.
It's been a very, very, very long day. And I need to have very, very, very large amounts of alcohol. Had entered the Bent Pyramid and had vanished.
Vanished?
Yes. That's what I said. Are you not listening? I said vanished.
Brady was up in arms and suspected foul play since the diggers had already fled the site and work had come to a standstill. We did not know what to do, so we drank. Hooray!
Good man. Yeah, well, I'm warming to it. Yeah.
The next morning, Carlyle and the others reappeared.
They
were excited by some tremendous find, but what it was they would not say. Nor did I learn, for Sir Robert was a fiend for secrecy. All of them had changed in some inexplicable way, and not for the better. I did not ask further.
Extra sand point for ship, then. Not actually.
No.
That evening, an old Egyptian woman visited me. She said that her son had been one of the diggers. She said the diggers had fled because Carlyle and the others had consulted with an ancient evil, the messenger of the Black Wind. She said that she could recognise the souls of all the Europeans, save Brady and herself, were lost. If I wanted proof, I should go to the collapsed pyramid at Maidum, the night before the dark of the moon, at the time when the moon is slimmest. God help me, I went.
The drugs are clearly having an effect on him as his accent fades in and out.
He's obviously a madman. I took one at Chuck's, pretending to leave for a night in the pleasure quarter of Cairo. But instead, I drove 20 miles to Maidham and secreted myself where she advised. There, in the midnight blackness, I saw Carlyle and the others disport themselves in obscene rituals with 100 madmen. The very desert came alive, crawling and undulating towards the ruins of the pyramid. To my horror, the stone ruins themselves became a skeletal, bulging-eyed thing.
I'm not sure this hand is increasing the respect.
Did you just move from...
Yep. Headed west.
Yes, he did.
And south.
Liverpool.
Beautiful.
Oh, dear.
Well, I don't know if I have time to fit them all in, so I just thought I'd go for that one.
I think Frankie needs a sand roll here.
Wait for a Scotsman. Anyone who wants it?
Oh, God, no.
Strange creatures.
There we are. Strange creatures emerged from the sands, grasped the dancing celebrants, and one by one tore out their throats, killing all until only the Europeans and one of the robed celebrants remained.
Dang, dang, dang. Something more loomed out of the sands, the size of an elephant, but with five separate shaggy heads. Then I realised what it was, but it is madness to speak of it. I saw it rise, and in a great ravening, swallow as one all the torn corpses, leaving only five amidst the stench of the blood-soaked sands alive.
It's like the bloody beetles in here.
I fainted. When I recovered, I wandered into the desert. There, further horrors awaited me. Stumbling up a rise before dawn, I saw beyond hundreds of dark sphinxes, rank upon rank, drawn up and waiting for the hour of madness when they will spring forth to devour the world. I fainted again, and this time I left the world for many months.
The man found me. After 2 years, he and his mother cared for me. Me, a man mindless and adrift. Eventually, I came back to Cairo, but I began to dream. Only hashish helps now, or opium, if it can be found. My supply is low again, and my life's intolerable without it. Will you good, kind people please contribute? Only strong drugs keep me from the madness, you know. Pippin. Everything is lost. There's no hope for any of us. Everywhere they wait. Perhaps you'll join me in a pipe, yes?
I can't help but feel that was revenge for all the accents I've inflicted.
No, in no way, shape, or form.
Yes, we've been sponsored by the nation of Wales. To wreak revenge on it.
I'm saying nothing.